The Warriors banding together, getting solid contributions up and down the bench, sharing the ball and circling the wagons in the absence of Stephen Curry during this Game 2 against the Rockets, a contest where attention to detail was key, and the Warriors, with a focused effort in the win, creating offense with tenacity on the defensive side of the ball. Andre Iguodala with tremendous contributions off the bench, 18 points with four trays, while Sean Livingston excellent in the start, a 16-point night for Sean, and plenty of energizing plays. Klay Thompson's game-high 34 points, plus a 12-point, 14-rebound, 8-assist all-out effort from Draymond Green, part of a strong team win. Here's what we heard in the postgame when we start with Coach Kerr.
Well, obviously, when you lose the MVP, you've got concern. But, you know, we do believe in our depth and in our ability to win when we're down a man, even if it is Steph. I'm very pleased with the effort, obviously, with the outcome. And we had a lot of guys just step up and play extremely well. And for the most part, I thought the effort was fantastic. We lost our reaching discipline from game one. For whatever reason, we decided we were going to reach in on James, and every time we reached, we fouled him, and they were all fouls. But fortunately, everything else we did was good enough to get us the win.
Steve, specifically, how good do you think Sean was tonight in replacing Steph? And also, what went through your mind when Andre hit those first few three-pointers from him?
Kind of reminded me of the finals. You know, I mean, Andre has a knack for just kind of knowing when we need him. And he hasn't been shooting the ball that well since he returned from the ankle injury. And he hits four threes, I think, in the first half anyway. But it doesn't surprise me. He was brilliant. You know, he carried our second unit while he was out there. He guarded James Harden. He controlled the game, I thought, when he was out there. And Sean, you know, they're very similar players, Andre and Sean. Long and active and smart. And I thought Sean was brilliant, just kind of leading our attack and, running the offense and getting things going.
Steve, right in the middle. Does 2-0 as opposed to 1-1 factor in at all to what you will do with Steph on Thursday, or does tonight not factor in at all having a series lead as opposed to a tie?
Well, that's a good question. I'd like to think that if it were 1-1 and he was still not able to play, that we wouldn't play him. I mean, we never want to put winning ahead of a player's career and his health. We've seen, teams do that and pay for it. Players have paid for it in the past. So we want to make sure Steph is right and his foot is fine and healthy. And so we'll see how he responds the next couple of days. And if he's not right, obviously being up 2-0 does give us a little more cushion if we decided to sit him. But it'll be based on his health, not the series score. It's really what the training staff says and what Steph says about how he's feeling. And he didn't feel it during warmups. He tried to see how it would feel, and he just tried to push off on it. It was tender, and so we weren't going to take a chance.
Just following up on that a little, it looked like Steph's warm-up session wasn't very pleasing to him. What was the conversation like with you and him and training staff?
I didn't even have a conversation with him. He made the decision. I think I was in here doing media when he was out on the floor, and so I went back to the locker room, and the other coaches told me that he was out, and so we'll talk to him tomorrow and see where he is. But fortunately, we don't play till Thursday, and he's got some time to get some treatment.
Steve, Klay obviously looks for a shot under any circumstances, but how much did he consciously look to be more assertive tonight with Steph out, do you think?
Yeah, Klay, I think all the guys knew they had to be aggressive with Steph out, and the best number on the stat sheet is 16 free throws for Klay. you know, 15 for 16 from the line, and that's you know, eight times when we can get our defense set up, basically. And we're not a high volume free throw shooting team normally. We don't get to the line that often, but in a game like this, it's important to do so, to get your defense set up and keep them out of transition. And so I thought Clay was fantastic tonight and came up big.
Steve, couple things. Azealy only played really briefly. Was that any kind of injury thing, or was that just
matchups? That was just matchup. You know, when we got to the second half, we wanted to get Mo out there. We felt we needed scoring, and so we gave Mo those minutes, and then got Bogut back in the game. Bogut was brilliant tonight. You know, every game's a little different, and Festus will still find plenty of minutes during the playoffs. He's going to help us, but tonight the game just dictated going a different way.
And also, you said before the game you want 30 minutes for Livingston, 30 minutes for Iguodala, 29 for Livingston, 33 for Iguodala. You're close. Were you really monitoring that? Was that a tough thing to try to keep under?
Yeah, it was tough with Sean because he had played 17 and change at halftime. That was too much. And, you know, he was playing so well, it was tough to take him out. But we know with Sean that if we can keep him under 30, it's just better for him long term and over the next couple of days. So that's why he wasn't in the game at the end of the game. We went with Brandon to try to give Sean more rest, and it was you know, good that we had that lead. We were able to do that and keep him under 30 minutes. But you know, he was very sick too. I don't know if you knew that. So his effort was fantastic, and hopefully he'll be fine the next couple of days, get some rest, and be ready to go game three.
James Harden got 13 free throws at the first half, but he only got two at the second half. So what's happened in Warriors' defense?
We only reached one time in the second half. So Clay reached in and fouled him. We reached four or five times in the first half. Every time you reach on James Harden, he's going to draw a foul. He's the best in the league. And, you know, as Sean Livingston says, he shows you the candy, right? Shows you the candy, you reach for it, and he draws a foul. He's smart, and we have to be more disciplined. We were disciplined in game one. We didn't reach one time. Tonight we reached, I think, six times, maybe seven, and we got to get back to what we did in game one.
And Klay Thompson generating again a game-high 34 points, driving to the basket all night while hitting three trays and also making 15 of 16 free throw attempts. Here's what Klay had to say in the postgame.
I think we showed that, you know, it's hard to fill that void, obviously. No one's going to do it by themselves. And we have to do it as a team. And, you know, I'm mesmerized by, you know, Sean Livingston, a starter quality point guard. To me, you can't ask for a better backup point guard in this league. He plays with composure. He plays with great length. And he's a mismatch nightmare for point guards. And Sam Andre had a huge game. Bogut was great on defense. And Draymond, stat sheet suffer like he always is tonight.
You had three more drives in this game than you had in any game this season. Was there any emphasis made to you? Did anybody tell you to drive more?
No, just to get to the paint and try and make the right play. I still think I can get. I still had a few bad turnovers tonight when I got there, and a few bad forced shots. So there's room for improvement. But knowing Steph's not playing, just to, you know, kind of pick up the low playmaking a little bit more, and knowing if we get in the lane, put it on the rim, because we got such a great offensive rebound, or something's good is gonna happen.
Ron,
you kind of just touched on this over here, Clay.
It's bright.
You kind of just touched on this, but you always want to try to drive, I imagine. But with Steph out, how much more conscious were you of looking to score today?
I wasn't too much, believe it or not. You know, Andy Bergeau told me before the game, just be myself. I don't have to force anything. We got a deep team. And Steve, before the game, too, just told me to channel my inner Reggie Miller and move as much as I can without the ball. And I thought I did a good job of that tonight. That's why I was able to get to the line a lot. And, you know, I play with great energy on both ends. And, you know, when I do that, play with focus, I mean, I help this team a lot just by just cutting and playing active. And, I mean, there's still things I can improve on, but I'm just satisfied with how active I was tonight.
Clay, how much of a mental advantage do you think your team holds, given that the
Rockets had a chance to play against you guys without Steph and still lost?
I mean, I'm not in that position, so I don't know totally, but it's got to be tough just knowing you almost have to do everything right to beat us, in a sense. Even you know, when we're not hitting shots, I think we can rely on our defense. We can grind out games. We proved that this year. And we got such great versatility, you know, 1 through 15, that we can throw such great looks at you. And that's what's, I mean, you know the slogan, strength in numbers. It's something we really do play by. And we got such a deep team. We always use it every night. And Steve does a great job at rotations and matchups. And, I mean, we just match up well with the Rockets, I guess.
Clay, a little different version of that. When you see the Rockets kind of pointing at each other, like first quarter they're doing that, what does that tell you? Does it give you some amount of sense that this game is right there for you?
It's a good feeling because, you know, when you see that something's working right, and I think tonight we were frustrating with early in the beginning with our ball movement and our cutting and, you know, just getting good looks at the rim. And you know, we got such great screeners on this team. We're always going to find the open man. And it's uplifting when you see that as an opposing player, you know. But at a time, honestly, we gave him a little run when we got stagnant and let the ball stick too much. That's on me. And but we'll get better from it. We'll learn from it. And just a great team effort tonight.
Andrew Bogut was a plus 23 with 10 points and 3 blocked shots. Very solid tonight inside, while again, Draymond Green pulling down 14 rebounds. Nice paint presence tonight all around. Here's Draymond and Andre Iguodala afterward together at the podium, and we start with a question for Draymond.
Without Steph, I mean, obviously, Clay took it upon himself to really go after it scoring-wise. I mean, he didn't have the greatest shooting night, but what is it about him, just like this relentlessness going to the basket? He just seems like he doesn't worry about a miss. He'll come back.
First off, I don't think Clay's ever seen a shot he didn't like. And, you know, he can miss 10 in a row. He'll come down and shoot the 11th one like it's a heat check. And, you know, sometimes we get mad at him and say, come on now, Clay. Like, you got to shoot a better shot than that. But that is the reason he's the shooter that he is, because he don't have a conscience. You know, he's going to take the shots that he like, which all of them he like. So he's going to continue to take shots. And, you know, in a game like this, you know, I'm sure everybody thought, you know, Clay was going to come out and take 30 shots. And he took 20 shots. Maybe a couple more than he normally takes, you know. So our focus was to come out and move the ball, and everybody gets involved, and we did that. And obviously, you know, Clay got to the line a lot, and that was key for us. You know, when they were going to run, he'd get to the line, and he knocked his free throws down. But, you know, our focus wasn't to come out and just get Clay the ball, because, number one, to tire him out, and it's easy for the defense to guard that. When he's moving around like he was moving around, that's when it's tough to guard, and he did that for us tonight, and, you know, he got to the hole a lot and stayed aggressive for us.
I saw you reach out and congratulate Clay. I think it was the third quarter past the Livingston, I believe. Was that you trying to encourage him to distribute the ball more and pass the ball more?
No, he passed the ball when he needs to pass the ball. We don't expect him to come out and, you know, be our number one playmaker. That's not what he's paid to do. You know, he's paid to score the basketball. Obviously, you know, if the pass is there, then, you know, you make the pass, but that's not what he's paid to do, so I wasn't trying to encourage him. You know, if your teammate make a good play, you should tell him it's a good play.
Andre, James Harden just got 1-3 points. How do you guys do it?
Well, I think it's a team effort more than anything, and he's so crafty, and his craftiness got the best of us, especially in that second quarter. We get to the foul line a lot, and we went backwards in terms of the game plan and trying not to get our hands in the cookie jar, and we got caught a few times. But the bigs are doing a really good job of communicating. And then we have some really mobile four-mans when we go small, whether it be Harrison or whether it be Draymond, where we can switch a little bit and be really creative with our defense and try to force them into tough shots.
If you guys could maybe both talk about this, obviously when your leading scorer's out and the NBA's leading scorer, that could cause a little bit of stress, panic on teams. But you guys obviously bought into the strength in numbers, your depth, the confidence in each other. Can you talk about that special mix that you have and knowing that you have so many guys that can get the job done?
I mean, we've relied on our depth all year. You know, not only when Steph's out, you know, when Steph's playing, we rely on our depth. You know, with the number one reason for Andre coming off the bench last year was to provide more depth. You know, Sean, they provide depth. And so, you know, Barbosa, Festus, you know, Mo, B. Rush, like, I think we're the deepest team in the NBA. And, you know, when Steph goes down, that's obviously not easy to replace. You know, so not one guy is going to come out and, you know, do what Steph does for this team. Even if a guy come out and get 30, it's still not going to bring what Steph brings to this team. He draws so much attention that it gets other people shots as well. So, you know, we knew coming into this game that we really had to rely on each other, move the basketball, cut, have a low turnover game. And, you know, everybody bought into that, you know, and we did that tonight. It was kind of used the same blueprint that we used to beat them down in Houston on New Year's Eve. What else, Steph?
Andre, Coach Kerr said you can help the team with so many ways. Before you entered the court today, did you tell yourself, like, I got to make points tonight?
Yeah, well, I think you kind of assess the game before you get there, while you're shooting, you see how you're feeling. But for me, I think the first 6 minutes of the game, really just trying to get a feel of what's working for us, what we need. And I think that we do that as a whole. The guys coming off the bench, we say we got to get the tempo up if we feel like it's slow, or if the guys are really playing well, we say we got to sustain it. So for me, it was just being aggressive, getting out there. You know, I felt like our flow was there, but we just needed a little extra push, and I just wanted to be aggressive when I got out there. And when I did that initially, I felt like we continued that throughout the rest of the game.
Andre, can you tell before you start shooting the way you did tonight that you're going to have a night like that? I mean, did you feel that shot before the game?
Actually, I was feeling really good last week. And I think it was the last game of the season, the Memphis game. I really couldn't get any attempts, but I was feeling really good. So you kind of have the feeling like what kind of groove you're in. And I had it then. We won the game, though. I was happy. But last game, you know, I didn't quite have it, so I didn't force it. And then I kind of found it again yesterday and shooting the ball a little bit and kind of finding my rhythm. It's a certain pregame rhythm I try to get the day before the game, and I found it and knew it would feel good today.
This is now the second game this year that you've beaten the Rockets without Steph, and you've won, I think, 13 of the last 14 against this team. What kind of mental edge does that give you guys playing them?
I mean, it definitely gives you confidence knowing, you know, how much success that you've had against the team. But at the end of the day, that's still a very talented team that we know at any point can come out and get it going. So you have to make sure that you're staying the course, you know, staying true to who we are, not necessarily just coming out and saying we're going to win this game because prior to tonight we won the last 12 out of 13. You know, we don't even know those stats till you say them, you know. So it's still come out with the same mentality to try to dominate the game, you know, and that's always the mentality every time we step on the floor. And, you know, that's, like you said, it's always a little different without Steph, but, you know, like I said in my interview on the court, he's carried us so many times that if he goes down, it's, you know, it's our turn to step up and carry him. And a lot of guys did that tonight. It wasn't just one guy. You know, Andre, Sean, Festus came in and gave big minutes. Bogut, you know, everybody gave big minutes, and that was key to us winning the game.
Andre, you had to play, obviously, a lot of point. But to have a guy like Sean Livingston be able to step in and start for Steph, Clay called him mesmerizing, but to have that guy, I'm just curious, you know, your thoughts on what he brings and how huge that is to have him be able to just step right in.
Well, I think we have guys with a lot of confidence and guys who do a lot of sacrificing. And they kind of hold back their total game for the better of the team. And we know what each guy is capable of. So when guys are playing this well, it's no surprise to us. And, you know, we have a saying for Sean and what he's been able to do in the post throughout this whole season. And it's a lot of fun to watch. So, you know, we want that for him. And he's come a long way from a terrible injury, but he's a great guy, and it's a lot of fun to see him have a lot of success, and, you know, what he's doing out there, we're not surprised, and we're really happy to see it.
And the Warriors now head to Houston with a 2-0 lead in this series. Game 3 is Thursday night. Game 4 is Sunday. With this Warrior Sound recap, I'm Lawrence Scott.